Okay, so if you have it down there.
Ma'am?
No, it's
10. Is it? No, there's one in the first district, and there's no, there's one in the second district, no, ma'am. I tell you the truth, I think that most people in the hammock that I've talked to is good to go.
Oh, we're hammock is looking good.
It really is.
Yeah.
I've rode the whole thing.
It looks like a war zone down the road. But,
right.
But
I think we're like,
we got a lot of people in that hammock
and
help
hammock.
One another.
Yeah.
We get on tractors and chainsaws and stuff. I'll be coming in one end. You know, my neighbors, about a couple of years ago, people said, Mr. Jane, I said, go for it. I said, just don't get around the power line.
Yeah,
go for it.
I got it. It's a vehicle. If you run up against something, it's
right.
The road or something.
Waiting on Mr. David? Let us pray. Our most gracious Heavenly Father, dear Lord, just thank you for this day that you've given us, dear Lord. And dear Lord, just thank you for getting us through this storm, dear Lord. And dear Lord, just put a special prayer on the people who've lost loved ones through this storm, dear Lord. Dear Lord, just we don't understand why. And dear Lord, just help us to understand. Dear Lord, just guide and direct each and every one of us and keep us all strong to help one another through these times. And dear Lord, just guide and direct each and every one of us and help us make the right decisions for our county. In Jesus' precious name I pray. Amen.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I need approval of the minutes for 9-5 of the regular commission meeting.
Motion.
Got a motion, Mr. Osteen.
Second.
Second, Mr. Wood, all in favor.
Aye.
All right. Need approval of the budget meeting.
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Wood. Second, Mr. Osteen, all in favor.
Aye.
Need approval of the regular meeting of 9-16.
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Osteen. Second, Mr. Wood, all in favor.
Aye.
Need approval of the budget meeting.
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Osteen. Second, Mr. Wood, all in favor. Aye. Vouchers.
Motion.
We got a motion, Mr. Hatch. Second, Mr. Osteen, all in favor.
Aye.
Any officers here like to speak? Nope. Need a motion to go into public hearing.
Motion.
A motion, Mr. Osteen.
Second,
Mr. Wood, all in favor.
Petition by Heath and Christina, requesting special exception be granted as provided in section 4.7.5, special exception to the county land development regulations to permit one recreational vehicle, RSF, MH, Bowen District, in accordance with petition dated 2/15/2024, be located on the property side as follows, parcel 1913-2994-0003-3520. 36 Southeast 892 Avenue, Old Town Authority, 2600,
District 3. Motion to approve.
We've got a motion, Mr. Hatch, to approve.
Second.
Second, Mr. Wood, all in favor.
Aye.
Petition by Catherine Pastor requesting special exception to be granted as provided in section 4.7.5, special exception to the land development regulation. To permit one recreational vehicle, RSF, Miles Zoning District, in accordance with petition dated 8/20/2024, be located on the property described as follows, Dix County Parcel 1913-12-2940-0002-2540-374-South-East-201-Street-Polson-Florida, 32680, Commission District 3, Mr. Mark Hatch.
Motion to approve.
We got a motion to approve, Mr. Hatch.
Second,
Mr. Wood, all in favor.
Aye.
Motion to go back to the board.
Opposed.
A motion, Mr. Osteen.
Second,
Mr. Wood.
These people are needing homes to stay.
Yeah, actually, both of them houses, both of them lots are lost houses during daily.
Okay, thank you.
All right, so we got a motion from Mr. Osteen and second, Mr. Wood, all in favor.
Aye.
Resolution 2024-86.
Motion.
We got a motion, Mr. Hatch.
Second.
Second, Mr. Wood. All in favor?
Aye.
Resolution 2024-87.
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Hatch.
Second.
Second, Mr. Wood. All in favor?
I got plenty of work for you, gentlemen.
Okay.
Y'all don't have any questions for me?
No. Thank you very, very much.
We have another inspector coming in today. That gives us one inspector. That'll be the Eugene area. We have one inspector down in Swanee full-time. We have Mr. David Inch here. I'll be bouncing around. We captured some high water marks in Gina. The storm came in higher than base flood in multiple locations. Best we can tell is 16.3 that we know we recorded in the River Shores. Base flood in there was 14 feet. The Limois line exceeded it. We've notified FEMA. You know, what's really sad is that we had people in there who built houses, have perfect ECs, and their houses still flooded. So, I'm telling you, I've been all over this county from Rocky Creek to Swanee to Rock Bluff. It's amazing at the devastation that's out there. I know, Mr. David, you lost your house. I'm terribly sorry about that. I know Mr. Jody lost his house.
I'm sorry, guys. I'm trying to keep it from doing that. Didn't succeed, obviously.
It's really bad. It's horrible.
Yes. Talked to multiple business owners, the restaurants, you know, the hardware store in Swanee. You know, they're tired. They're tired. Everybody's tired. And, you know, I met with the owners at Good Times Marina. Their plan is to rebuild, but their plan is to demo that building down there, and they're going to try and figure out how to rebuild. And we don't want to see, we've lost a pile of houses this time, and every time these storms hit, it erases part of our history. We'll keep leaving bits and pieces of history and houses left and right. No rhyme or reason. I'm not supposed to ask why. Groundwater levels are high. They were 94.7% the other day. Even a rainstorm right now could cause us some flooding. I'm about tired of FEMA tents. I don't know if we need revival tents. I don't know what we need, but I don't know. I know this. I've been working every day since the storm hit. My staff, as soon as they all got power on, they've all came in. We've all been working, and we're going to be right there until it's all either cleaned up or put back together, one of the two.
So it's 8 years. It is devastating.
Do you need any more help?
It's been the last thing that we want is people showing up, causing contention and conflict. It's been, we've managed it very well, I believe. And the one gentleman that we got in from BOAF, he's coming back. He was here with us during Idalia. So I'm doing well. I think they're going to be okay.
Okay.
The people that have lost their houses in Swanee and Horseshoe, pretty much they're getting demo permits to document the structures. And we're either turning on them a power pole for demolition. And if it was their primary residence, we're turning on a 100-amp power pole because they got to have somewhere to stay. My plans are is to take all the ones that had primary homes that they lost, we'll put them on one docket just to clean the paperwork up for the RV special exceptions. I don't know at what future date we'll process all of them. I don't want to slow down what we're doing right now just to go through the process and all that. We will get to it. Primary goal here is just to keep everybody safe and try to help people figure it out because I promise you emotions are high right now.
Very high.
You know, the last thing we want to do is walk up there and set somebody off. The people have lost. You know, they just put time, money, and effort into their projects. And here, you know, a year later, it's the same thing. The reality is this could happen again next year. And it just gets tiresome. But I'm here. Y'all can look my numbers. If you need me, you call me. If not, I'll see you on the trail somewhere.
Okay. Appreciate you. Be safe, Mr. Leon.
Thank you.
Anti-drug.
We wanted to let you know that we are out in the community. We went to Horseshoe and we also went to Gina, and our girls are volunteering to help serve food and different things, and we're taking some supplies in. Also, we were contacted last night by Lutheran World Relief. That is the governing entity for most coalitions in the state of Florida, and they reached out to us, and what they've done is they are sending information. I think each of you have a packet of these supplies. We have ordered them last night. As soon as they come in, they will be distributed out to our rural communities, all kinds of different kits. Also, if anyone requests more or needs an area, if there's an area that's needed, I have some forms. You can fill the form out and call Miss Debbie or Katrina or myself. We will make sure the supplies get ordered for those people that might have a need. And then also, I gave you a copy of, now this is a plan and relief numbers for Dixie and also for Taylor, but you have that with numbers. Also, Lutheran Services has reached out on the back of your packet with information on housing, temporary housing, in-person recovery assistance. So those supplies are there. We're willing to help in any way we can at the coalition, so y'all let us know, and we'll be boots on the ground too helping.
Thank you.
Mr. Steve?
He's not here. He's actually in the hospital. He's having some medical issues, but I'll give you a quick update with Swanee Water and Sewer. What we've done pre-storm is we turned the water off around 2 o'clock that day of the storm. It helped us with some evacuation stuff to get people out of there a little bit sooner. We've done a lot of door-to-door stuff down there personally, and we saved our reservoir tank. We saved it from the water, and because I knew that the water lines was going to be broke and we was going to lose all that water, so we saved that water. And then now after the storm, we had some water to start testing our main distribution lines. We're about 90% there, looking really good there with the water that we had in the tank. We had saltwater intrusion on both of our wells down there, so we lost all control panels. Everything went under. Mm-hmm. First time in the history that we've had saltwater intrusion in them wells because they're so high up. But we lost them anyway, and so we pumped them off. We've done our DEP test. They've speeded it up. It's normally a 7-day test, but they've done it in 24 hours. That water still has to set to see if it will grow anything for X amount of time. So we passed that test, which was great. We've got our water plant pretty well fired up now. We got another leak they're working on right now. So we have zero water in Swanee, period. No homes in Swanee has water. So they should start opening the valves back up to these homes today. Probably going to make it through the weekend before we get, depends on what we run into. If we see our meter going crazy when I turn it on, we're going to turn it back off and go to the next one. If we see someone pressure washing and trying to use water hose, we're turning them off. No questions asked. We're turning them off. We're trying to get water to people where they can flush their commode, brush their teeth, and use household water. That's what we're going. That's the route we're taking. We're not arguing. We're not complaining. We're not doing it. Help us. We've got a good bunch of people down there. Michael Moore stepped up down there. He's got a big business in the area. He's come in. He's helped us, done an outstanding job coordinating stuff. He stepped in Steve's absence. So just keep them in prayers. A lot of work left down yonder. As I said, zero water going to Swanee residents right now today, this morning. And power, we're about 10% power. Hopefully by the end of this weekend, we'll get some sort of level of stability down there with water and power. So we've got a lot of lighting back up. Hopefully we have no house fires. Hopefully Darren's working on something now to alleviate that. We're losing our mission for our fire support down there. So hopefully y'all working on something other to help us keep some fire protection down there, because Mr. Russ is only one person, and our tankers can only carry so much. So hopefully we can get that worked out. But Swanee's in trouble, just like the rest of our coastline. On a personal note, I flew their coastline. They picked me up down there in Swanee. People, it's never seen anything like this. It's from the air. I've not put boots on the ground. I've been in Swanee. That's my district. If David's the same way, he stays in his district helping his people, and the rest of them the same way. So this is terrible. This is terrible. And I know everybody's got big hearts, and everybody wants to help. And there's a distribution center set up at our pavilion down there. Darren and them's doing a good job keeping stuff there. We've got a lot of volunteers bringing stuff. So if you don't know where it's at, you pass the restaurant that's with missing walls and windows and everything else. Right there's where you'll see a big crowd of people. So help them if you can, but remember, you got to take care of your home first. Take care of your family, and then our big hearts will help everybody else. So just keep in your prayers, and that's where we're at with Swanee Water and Sewer.
Thank you.
Steve Hatch's Water and Sewer, they're working just as hard day and night. I'm calling them when they have leaks, where they can go fix it, where they can get people back online.
They still got a long way to go.
Especially down there when you take a ride down there. It's like same thing as a bomb went off. They're working day and night, and I'm trying to help them as much as I can. But just like you, we're bounced everywhere.
Yeah.
It is very devastating. I mean, it's horrible.
That's a good Swanee Water update.
Ms. Kay?
I asked Karen Van Arnum to come up here with me because he and her Economic Development Board and my Tourism Board have been working very hard on the project that I wanted to present here. I'd like to talk to you a little bit about kind of changing the subject, looking towards the future as much as we can, about the Stevenson property, which is next to Sherrod Island. And I'm going to read this so that I don't miss anything. So we'll get at that. All right. I was not here, so I cannot say firsthand, but as I understand at the time, the county was unable to purchase the property next to Sherrod Island when it came up for sale. So Johnny Stevenson, one of our current commissioners at that time, and his wife Margie bought the property. The Stevensons then immediately wrote a contract with Dixie County, giving the county full use of the beachfront property as part of the Sherrod Island Park for a charge of $1 a year. During the last 35 years, the county has used the property without any restrictions from the owner and his family. This is Margie Stevenson is the current owner. So I would like to ask the board to take some action, if you would. The first thing that I'm requesting is we would like to ask the board, the county commissioners, to approve to bring the lease financially current, the lease that we have with the Stevenson family, which was dated February 3rd, 1992, between Margie Stevenson and Dixie County, and to make revisions including but not limited to increasing it to include the complete 2 acres, honoring the DOT lease as needed, and include the first option to purchase.
Motion.
Second. We got a motion, Mr. Osteen. Second, Mr. Hatch. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
The second motion I'm asking for is to give us permission to proceed to obtain a current appraisal on the property to help us finalize the purchase details.
Motion, Mr. Osteen.
Second.
Second, Mr. Hatch. All in favor?
Aye.
All right. Thank you all very much.
Thank you. Mr. Greg?
I've got a lot of
cover some stuff that maybe you haven't paid attention to lately. On the ERC, they're back to work. We got kind of sidelined with the storm, but that contractor's back at work. The Old Town Fire Station, the construction's ongoing there as well. The Sheriff's Evidence Building, we've got our geotech in progress now. We're looking to submit that for permitting later this month. The draft bid packages have been sent to Florida Commerce on the two roads there in town, and we're waiting on their approval to advertise. So they've got everything else been approved, environmental review and all that.
Good deal.
Final bid package. The fire stations, we've progressed them as far as the building plans as much as we had. Talked to Darren before the meeting. I think we've made some headway on some of the property acquisition, but then the storm's kind of put that on the sideline at the moment. So we'll pick that back up here in a little bit. The last thing that I have is we've talked about the Restore Act monies at a number of meetings. We're to the point where we need to submit some documents and some projects. If it's the board's desire, I'd like to go over the projects we submitted and don't approve those so that we can amend the documents
and get started on it.
These are going to go one by one. I need approval for each one of those separately.
Okay.
The first one we had, and they're not in any particular order here, was the way we discussed them, was the Gina Highway, the bridges, and that amount was $3,657,330.
Motion.
Second. We got a motion, Mr. Osteen. Second, Mr. Hatch. All in favor?
Aye.
And this is the BP money.
Yes, sir.
Okay, that's the way all y'all understand. This is the BP money from we've had for a long time.
The next one we had was the commercial dock there at Horseshoe Beach. It was in there at $610,000. And not to kind of complicate things, but didn't allocate all the money. There was still money left over. I don't know now if there's a need to expand that at this point in time, but if you want to boost that up in any way, we can certainly do that.
Yeah.
We don't know what it's going to be, but we can always come back to it. But let's get the ball rolling on what we got in place. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I want a motion on it.
He just made a motion, second. Mr. Hatch. Motion, Mr. Osteen. Second, Mr. Hatch. Any discussion? Discussion.
So my question would be, obviously, Horseshoe Beach, and there's going to be a lot there. Could we go ahead, from what I've been told about this Restore Act, is even if we go high, that money will come back to us. So my question is, why not go ahead and go to $1 million, $1.5 million, like?
$2 million, then.
I'm good with it.
$1 million, let's do it. I know we're just talking about a certain section there, but it was important. Prior meetings, it's definitely more important now.
So Mr. Osteen changed his motion to $1 million.
Second.
And Mr. Hatch seconded it. More discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Going back to the Sherrod Island campground, that complex we have out there, we're at $1.5 million. Included in that is the work on the property to provide the RV park there, construction of facilities to add a dump station that is prior to the marsh before you get out there. You would empty leaving, and it wouldn't be out there. You wouldn't be having waste or anything out there on the island at all. And included in that is funds for acquisition of the Stevenson property as well.
Motion.
Second.
We got a motion, Mr. Osteen. Second, Mr. Hatch. Discussion.
Again, if there is more money available.
Does some of our Sheridan Island stuff that you have, Darren, would that be hand in hand? It ain't going to hurt nothing that we've already got
say, not Mr. Hatch, I don't know the details of what this project is. All the funds we're putting in for it to bring it back to what it was.
Right, but and this one right here is basically improving of
yes.
what. So I think that's probably
subject.
This should be no complication. We should have the funding to repair it by the time we have access to it. Do that and then move right on into the enhancements that you want to make after that.
Yeah.
If they make sure we show that difference once we do it, that's easy. I don't think there's any complications myself.
What?
If Harris money was to replace the park that we had beforehand and do the engineered beach and all
but
that.
This project is not part of that. Yeah, this is a completely different that has.
It will not affect.
Yeah. So, and you got all your cost numbers.
How much?
This will make it better.
How much is that cost number?
$1.5 million.
Anything, Greg? Could you? I'm sorry. Do you think you could do? Is that like regional or like a
substation?
Yes.
Is that not?
It ain't like this is something that we're repairing and had money already.
Okay.
This is completely new. We wouldn't even have it
yeah.
to start with.
Okay.
So all this is just new construction.
Okay.
And everything's new.
And this money here, we could purchase, use that money to purchase that?
The Stevenson property.
Yes.
Okay, I got you. So we got a motion.
We got a motion.
We got a motion, Mr. Osteen, and we had a second, Mr. Hatch. We were just going through this discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
And the last project that we had was the seawall in Swanee, the next phase, and that was $2.4 million.
Motion.
Do we need to up it?
No. This there again, it's new construction. Everything's new.
Okay.
We're not replacing nothing that's damaged there like we did at the Horseshoe. Horseshoe was completely... It was gone. This stuff's not there anyway.
Okay. We got a motion, Mr. Hatch. Dean, all in favor.
That's all I have on that. Gentlemen, available to help in any way. As always, don't hesitate to call us. There are some programs out there just to make you aware. I know we had a lot of people active. I mean, they had total destruction as far as their homes on that. There's some that probably didn't have that, but they met 100% damage rule, but they got to meet current codes.
Yep,
there are some programs out there to assist. It would have to be done through the county for those that are less fortunate. Just to let you know, but you know, if you want to proceed down that road, we can certainly help you develop that program.
Yeah, I know there's a lot of houses in Swanee. They might be still standing, but they completely submerged in water. I don't see how they could over that.
We'll find some of them probably that were below the, they were grandfathered in, they were below the flood elevation to start off with, and if there's more than 50% now, they've got to be raised up. If they're, like I said, low to moderate income, there are programs to help
do that.
Obviously, somebody's got the wherewithal. They got insurance, and they can do it themselves. Yeah. They would qualify. Some of the others would.
Okay. So,
all right.
Thank you. Mr. John Lockler.
I don't have
you ain't got any? Okay. Thank you. Thank you. Miss Cindy?
God bless you all what you're doing. I know you're all out there in the field working every one of you. I'm hearing about it here in the library. We have people coming from the North Star Fire. We do too.
Yep.
The line was flooded. Watched the book off the bridge. So, the damage is done, and they got flooded right away. And they had flooded. I'm hearing about it. Well, the roof was blown off. Our building fared well, but tearing down. We're all okay. And that's what it is. No questions.
Thank you, Miss Cindy. Thank you, dude. Mr. Steve? Thank you, Mr. Steve. Hutch is not here. Mr. Johnson?
I don't have
Thank you, Mr. Johnson.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
A great job. Mr. Leon's not here. Mr. Scott? He's not here. Mr. Brown?
During the storm, we had some damages. Our station in Swanee had 3 feet of water in it. We've already got the insurance company. They've already cleaned it out, took the carpet, the stuff out. I know they're still working on it, but that's moving. Station 51 and Gina blew in the doors on the bays. Two of them were repaired by our crews that were here helping us out. They took the doors down, put them all back together, put them back up for us. The third one that's split open, we'll probably have to replace it. But other than that, our damage to our facilities was minimal. Thankfully, as Mr. Hatch spoke a minute ago, we are trying to get some of these state assets out of here. We're a week into this now, and we're back to our normal call load. The day after the storm, we ran three times the number of calls we normally run in a day. So we held those resources, but the last few days they've not been running calls, and I felt it best we get them back. Our crews are here. We do have in the Swanee area, we have an extra tanker staffed, plus we left our big tanker there so we don't have to drive it down there in case the water has an issue. Sounds like that's coming along pretty good. That was my big concern, was not having fire water. Of course, Beach has their fire water back up. Gina has theirs back up. We still have all of our stuff staffed as is, and should be able to handle those calls. So we'll be monitoring. If it comes to where we can't, then of course we'll take a look at that. We do have some additional staffing on right now. Most of you are aware we set up a medical receiving facility, a MMU, mobile medical unit, at our airport during this event. They've seen 175 patients in 5 days. We transported four or five, maybe six there. I don't have the exact numbers ourselves. Medical director was good enough to allow us to transport some of those patients that were non-critical to that facility. There was a doctor on site as well as nurses, EMTs, paramedics. They took care of several patients, including some of my staff's parents. So done what it was supposed to do. They've been good to work with. Today will be the last day. We are releasing them. That's a huge news for the state. Our calls, like I said, are coming back to that normal situation. We're able to transport to our hospitals as we are normally. So we're trying to get ourselves back to that situation as well. Yesterday was the first time. Probably 2 weeks I've seen my house in the daylight. So we're trying to get our staff rested. We fell asleep talking to each other. I fell asleep talking to the senator's aides the other day. It's just been busy. We've been tired. Our office is back to fairly normal hours. We still have a lot going on, but we are trying to let our crews rest a little bit. So bear with us. If y'all see issues, please let us know. Make sure they're fixed. But trying to still get commodities out to the coastal areas. We are slowly closing the stuff down in town because power's back on, restaurants, stores are all open. Everybody can cook and feed just like we do on a day-to-day basis. So, but if you run across someone that does have issues, please let us know. Chief Garner's going to give you an update in a few minutes on shelter status and power outages and things of that sort. But it's coming back. It's getting there, at least in this part of the world. Along the coast is going to be a long time. So we still have to get ourselves back in that situation as well. So that's kind of where we are there. I have a water use agreement that I have here, and I have not given it to y'all. I'm sorry, I got kind of tied up with this other stuff, but Ms. Chana did review it. If y'all would like to review it beforehand, I will be happy to make you copies and we can approach it the next meeting. But basically what it is, these dollar stores that we're getting in, they're all having to put in firewater, just like we are at our station down there, we're putting in large storage tanks. And this is basically an agreement between the owner of that facility and our department saying, yes, in time of need, you can tie in and use that water without restriction. Ms. Chain has reviewed it. She didn't find any complications with the contract, but I will let the board decide if you would rather read over it first, because I have not given it to you. But that's basically what it covers. Any additional pump systems, fire systems, water systems that are put in the county on private areas, it gives us that ability to, if that business owner chooses to sign the contract, to utilize that water for, you know, someone else's house that's on fire. So I'll just take information from y'all. If you would like copies, I'll be happy to print it and let you look at it, and we'll approach it next meeting. Or
so that if they agree to it, that allow y'all, if you need it, you can pull up there and fill up your tanker?
Yes, sir. If that new dollar store going in at 51 store or Shady Oaks, if we have a fire down the road from that, instead of having to drive to Cross City and get water, we can pull there. They've got 35,000 gallons of water and a pump system, so we can fill there and it'll replenish while we're gone. And it's not a mandatory agreement. We're not putting it in. You have to do that, but it'll be an optional if that company is willing to do that. But it gives us some safeties and liabilities if we do, if we back into something or, you know, something happens. That's what we agree to cover. So,
Second, we got a motion, Mr. Osteen. Second, Mr. Wood. Any more discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
I'm sorry I didn't get it to you.
You explained it good enough.
Yes, sir.
I told y'all before the storm that we were applying for a Department of Health grant, that 15 applicants were going to be awarded a set amount of money for community paramedicine. I'm happy to tell you that about a week and a half ago, we were advised that we received that. There were 8 departments that were awarded. Our amount at minimum is going to be $66,000 a year for 3 years. This will allow us to hire another person with our community paramedicine program and help expand that. Ms. Allison is pretty well overwhelmed. So we're going to move forward with that. They've not started passing the money out. Of course, they were busy with this as well. We should know some information on when that funding will arrive. I probably will get some up front since they're halfway through their budget year, but that's still to be determined. But unless the board objects, we're going to move forward with that. We didn't budget for another position, but we did know that this was likely coming, so there is funding to make that happen unless the board objects to it.
Move forward.
Well, I think that I might be done. Thank the Lord I'm done. Does anybody have anything?
No, sir.
Thank you, Mr. We've not received a lot of complaints, but we've heard some compliments. That's always the way it goes. If there's something that needs fixing, let us know. We'll try to get on that and make it happen. Chief Garner, if you want to come up and get us.
And Mr. Brown, if we step down, I want to thank you for getting the guys out there that won't break down, doing what we can do the night of the storm at 1 o'clock in the morning when I called you. And,
we were working on that and had to wait that wind got
set. Oh, I know. That's what I told the man he called me. I know the man that called very well, and I actually knew the other man, but at least we got was able to get out there and
that was a hard decision. We had to wait
about half. I know it. And he understood that too, because I couldn't get to him. I told him, I can't get to you, because I understand that. He says,
just so the public knows, so when them winds hit 45 miles an hour,
we can't go.
On those roads, we had a situation where someone was trapped, and we had to delay that response.
So yep.
Thankfully, you saw we got a few guys there. My guys were ready. National Guard was there.
Yep.
By the time everybody got together, the wind had leveled enough that even though it was still beyond 45, we didn't let it send them out.
That was about 1:30 in the morning.
Yes, sir. It was during landfall. So, thank you.
We had one in front of the county.
that was just like that. And these guys, they deserve all the credit they,
yeah.
they do.
Yeah.
We had one up there, and the fire chief went out. His wife was at, begging him not to go.
Yeah.
But they go anyway. The gentleman had a tree. He went to go tend some animals, and the tree fell on the truck.
Mm.
And then we get a 911 call in and involved it.
Yeah.
And they were out there with chainsaws and everything else trying to get in.
Yeah.
And they did get to it.
Yeah. Mr. Scott?
Yes, sir. Just give you all a couple of things. We talked about power outages right now. In the county, we're about 15% of the county that can receive power. So what we're lacking is about 15% of the county. I'll give you those numbers. I've got 467 accounts in Horseshoe that cannot receive power right now. And I've got 707 in Suwannee. So with that, and Central Florida has 1,399 individuals or accounts without power within Dixie County. So majority of those are in the two coastal communities.
Mm-hmm.
We are in the process of transitioning over to Catholic Charities, and there's another partnership that Catholic Charities is to, we're going to cease operations probably this afternoon at the airport for the Old Town pod and get that closed up. And they will take over those trips to the coastal areas on delivering those. I'm waiting for a reply, which I do not have, but I want to say it was roughly, I'm not even going to give you a number because I don't know the number. These semis of supplies that we have taken to the coastal communities and the two pods here in town. I want to say the pods, the one at Royal Woods, the baseball field, and the one at the Spirit of the Wind Church, I think.
In Old Town, right behind Napa Store.
Yes, yeah, so right behind Napa. Sorry, I can't.
That's all right.
The church there.
You,
when they do.
Wind of Spirit.
Spirit of the Wind.
Close enough.
Sorry.
Close enough.
They have got that. And what supplies that are left after we close that, they do a food bank there anyway. She has requested that we leave them. Totally agreed. She's going to put them in their storage area so that on the third Thursday of every month, whenever it is that they give their stuff out, they can give that stuff out there too at the same time. We do have National Hurricane Center, and the National Weather Service is in the area doing high water marks. Right now they brought in a team in from Texas to go from, Pinellas County all the way to the Taylor-Jefferson County line to come out and do the high water marks. When we get those official numbers, I'll run those with you. We have had three fatalities in the county. I hate to report that. Two of them were indirect fatalities, and one of them was a direct fatality. We just spoke about. The other two were cardiac issues due to evacuees and people trying to get out a day or so after the storm. One of them was the night of the storm. The other one was a day later that she passed due to cardiac issues. Myself and the attorney are working on a housing plan with the state. On that notion is what that is going to be. Shane, I'll let you explain a little bit better detail on that. During the day, the state would give Johnny a trailer, an RV-style trailer. It could not go into a flood zone. So that took out all of our coast. The state now has come in, and we're going to follow the state guidelines, state and federal guidelines on see if you qualify. If you qualify for those, how it works is the state will deed the trailer to the county. The county will deed it to the individual. She's going through all the paperwork to make sure everything's legal on that side. And then it would be to that individual to pick that trailer up, wherever it's at, and go to Leon, apply for the permits to hook up, and go from there. The county, once that individual, whoever it is, gets the approval on yours, it is on them. So that is one thing that we're worried. The concerns that we have is these special exceptions and stuff to that nature and how long, because of the fact of the ones with the state are only 18 months. When I say the county, deeds this to the individual, it is theirs forevermore.
So with that being said, they can not worry about rebuilding their home and living in this RV or whatever. That's going to be up to the board and how they want to work through that. The ones in Horseshoe, we have, we're working with the state and the attorney to deed them strictly to the governmental municipality there, and they do it to the residents in Horseshoe, in the city limits. So, Ms. Jana has all the information on that, that the state's on their MOUs and
MOAs
and everything of that nature. So, anything from me, sir, ma'am?
Scott, do you have any idea we're going to set FEMA back up in the whole town?
Yes, sir. As soon as I get the power, I get them. I've got one spot that's got 53 people in Old Town without power. Once I can get those turned on, my plan is to remove the comfort station, which is clogging up that parking lot, why we can't put them there, and get the generator and the air conditioner back to that location. FEMA has already come and looked at it, so they're approved it. Once we get the power and the AC back on, they're going to go. There is a margin and a multi-agency coordination tent, whatever you want to call it, in the town of Swanee and in the town of Horseshoe Beach. That they do have two FEMA representatives in there that you can, that have a laptop that you can go in there and register with. Mm. But and they have boots on the ground in those two communities. Well, they've got them throughout the whole county, but I think they've got four in Swanee, two in Horseshoe, and then I think there's six countywide going through that area on boots on the ground. But a lot of people are saying, look, come back. I'm busy. I'm trying to clean up my house and everything like that. And they know that. They just want to get out and say, hey, we're here. Please, you are, the county is qualified for assistance. Please don't forget to go register. So they are there, and we are working with them to open that building back up. And the just so you know, that the Swanee, Horseshoe, Gina comfort sites are going to stay open until they get somewhat of the water and sewer and everything back up and going. The fuel stations are there. Mr. David, we've went round and round with Taylor County on that issue, on those, but we do have one at D-Track, we have one in Horseshoe, and one in Swanee for the residents of those communities. So, but you have anything else for us?
No, sir.
Thank you, Mr.
Chairman.
Okay, step out. Right.
Got
a man up.
Yes, sir. Hey, Russ. Sorry.
I had a question asked of me yesterday. We have some individuals that, A, don't have power. B, lost their computers. C, need to apply for their assistance.
They can go to Glendale Park to that tent. There should be, I'm being told, I haven't been down there and put my eyes on them, but there's two people inside that tent, mm-hmm. and two or four walking around the community of Swanee,
right.
with connectivity, laptops, or I say laptops, tablets, to assist individuals if they want to take the time and step out and register right then. They are there to do that. And the town, also in the town of Horseshoe.
Biggest problem we've had is while everybody is focused on going to the pavilion, most of the distributions are going in, we've been having to get the word out about the pod out at Glendale. It's slowly creeping out. I think Allison's going to get me a whiteboard where we can post all the good, cool things that are still out there to use.
Yes, sir. The problem is the size of the tent. There's a 40 by 60 tent. The state wanted to put 40 people in there,
yeah.
to assist from the WIC to food stamps, I mean the whole nine yards in that facility. So I couldn't put it anywhere in the town. The basketball courts were the only spot.
And
so,
there's power right there if you need it.
But there is individuals walking around, and there should be two people inside that tent, at least two people inside that tent from FEMA to assist with that.
This is more geared toward food stamps and other things like
that. Any state agency, they are in that building, I say the building, that tent, to apply for those individuals. The issue with that is the DSNAP program has not been turned on, to my knowledge, for this event. So I'm not 100% sure. It may have been turned on, and I've got probably about 1,000 emails to go through, but I have not heard about the DSNAP program on my state calls that I've got to get on in about 15 minutes or 20 minutes now, so they may bring that up. Anything else? Yeah. Everything else is okay down this morning besides the mud?
We got a private individual from Fort Myers brought in over, I'm going to guess, over $50,000 worth of goods, everything, kitty litter to...
Now, my numbers do not count those. When I start saying we've distributed X truckloads,
right.
That is not the volunteer services bringing that in. That is just what we have distributed the county itself.
Yeah.
So just keep that in mind.
The same group is bringing another batch Tuesday, and I'm trying to direct them up to Gina Station to get things done there. So.
Anything else for me?
Thank you, Mr. Scott. Thank you, Mr. Scott. Ms. Gail. Here. Not here. Ms. Angie.
Susan Swanee.
Susan Swanee. Not here. Okay, go ahead. Ms. Martha? Or Mr. John?
It'll be John.
Good morning.
October 3rd, 2024. Requesting approval of check rehab reimbursement for Mr. James Ellingberg in the amount of $22,396.90.
Motion, Mr. Osteen.
Second.
Second, Mr. Wood. All in favor.
Aye.
Second, requesting board approval of ship rehab reimbursement for Judah Smith in the amount of $24,705.30.
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Hatch. Second, Mr. Wood. All in favor.
Number three, request board approval of shutdown payment assistance for Caleb Anderson in the amount of $20,000.
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Osteen. Second, Mr. Wood. All in favor.
Request board approval to execute the contract between Dixie County and Anderson, Columbia for the LAP project, Northeast 592nd Street from U.S. 19 to Northeast 272 Avenue. $1,430,959.81. This is for the widening and ridge dropping and signage and all the checks.
Motion.
Second. We got a motion, Mr. Wood. Second, Mr. Osteen. Discussion. So that's only for widening and restriping it.
New signage, correct, Ms. Martin?
And new signage. Okay. Yeah. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, request board approval to execute amendment number 7 for the PTGA FDOT CTY airport design and rehab for runway 422. Additional funds in the amount of $74,000.
Motion.
Got a motion, Mr. Osteen.
Second.
Second, Mr. Hatch. Any discussion? All in favor.
Aye.
Okay, we request board approval to execute resolution 2024-85. Board Amendment Number 7 for the PTGA FDOT CTY Airport Design and Rehab Runway 422 additional funds in the amount of $74,000.
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Hatch.
Aye.
Second, Ms. Wood. All in favor.
Aye. Okay, we request board approval to execute contract between Dixie County and Anderson, Columbia for the PTGA FDOT CTY Airport Design and Rehab Runway 422 in the amount of $2,048,134.15.
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Osteen.
Second.
Second, Mr. Hatch. All in favor.
Okay, and we request board approval for the annual certified budget for Hatcher Ford and Skid Air Control as presented.
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Osteen. Second, Mr. Wood. All in favor.
Okay, and information items, we look in your packets on the we got handouts from mosquito control to check out. We have some upgrades done to our program system for that. We can now pull maps and got the map. So that way, if somebody calls and says the mosquito control truck is not finished, we're going to get presented those maps every month. We can go back to that office.
Okay.
And that way, it helps us all have a lot of communication.
Okay.
That's nice.
Night, people are asleep.
Exactly. Exactly.
So that'd be some good.
Yeah, I've had some people say, Mr. Jamie, I ain't seen the truck and all that. Well, is the mosquitoes, well, they getting better. They ain't as bad as it. Well, something's went by your house then.
I had the same thing.
Columbus Day, and then we're also going to have a workshop on October 17th before the board meeting at 5 p.m. to review the policy and procedure.
Good deal. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. John.
Thank you all for your support. I want to thank all of our staff, the departments, all the way to the department, and everybody that's come together.
Thank you, Mr. John.
Y'all have a thank
you. Thank you. Ms. Chayna?
Gentlemen, I have just a couple things for y'all. We were presented a resolution by, and I'm not exactly sure where it come from. It come to me through a third party, but asking for the county's support in opposing the Extreme Pro-Abortion Amendment 4. I'd like to read it to you, gentlemen. If y'all want to table it or not consider it or look at it later, that'd be fine, but I do want to at least let you know that this was sent to consider. It says, whereas the network of pro-abortion organizations, including Planned Parenthood and the ACLU and other Soros-backed groups, an extreme pro-abortion proposed constitutional amendment titled Amendment 4, Amendment to Limit Government Interference with Abortion, on the November 5th, 2024 statewide ballot in Florida. And whereas Amendment 4 dramatically expands and legalizes the systematic killing of unborn babies in the state of Florida up to the ninth month of pregnancy. And whereas Amendment 4's ballot summary states, no law shall prohibit, penalize, delay, or restrict abortions before viability or when necessary to protect the patient's health as determined by the patient's health care provider. This amendment does not change the legislative constitutional authority to require notification to a parent or guardian before a minor has an abortion. And whereas key terms including viability, health, and health care provider are left undefined in the amendment language. Whereas Amendment 4 allows unlimited abortions before viability, repealing the sonogram requirement, but also deceptively including a broad health loophole that would allow abortions to the moment of birth if the abortionist claims it's necessary to protect the patient's health, which courts have interpreted as justifying abortion for virtually any reason, including morning sickness, anxiety, and even financial stress. Whereas Amendment 4 would repeal Florida's Heartbeat Protection Act, which includes exceptions for rape and incest, rescind the 24-hour waiting period and sonogram requirement, eliminate parental consent for minors seeking abortion while deceptively allowing parental notification, do away with clinic safety regulations for women by abolishing the legislative power to regulate the abortion industry in virtually any way whatsoever. Whereas, as indicated in the financial impact statement that will appear on the ballot, Amendment 4, if approved, will significantly drive up state litigation costs as the ACLU and other far-left groups sue the state to repeal any Florida law regulating abortion and force state taxpayers to subsidize abortion through Medicaid. And whereas Governor Ron DeSantis and many organizations in Florida, including Florida's Right to Life, Christian Families Coalition of Florida, Florida Conference of Catholic Bishops, Florida's Family Voice, Florida's Voice for the Unborn, have condemned this extreme pro-abortion amendment, and whereas abortions have risen steadily in Florida in the last few years from 71,914 in 2019 to 84,052 in 2020. And whereas the Declaration of Independence declares it to be self-evident truth that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, including the right to life. And whereas the 14th Amendment of the U.S. Constitution provides in part, nor shall any state deprive any person of life, liberty, or property without due process of law, nor deny any person within its jurisdiction the equal protection of the law. and whereas Article 1, Section 2 of the Florida Constitution provides that all natural persons, female and male alike, are equal before the law and have inalienable rights, among which are the right to enjoy and defend life and liberty to happiness. And whereas the abortion is destructive to the life of an unborn child, and whereas the Gilchrist County Commission, the Collier County Commission, the Bradford County Commission, the Liberty County Commission, Okaloosa County Commission, the Lee County Commission, and the Sarasota County Commission, the DeSoto County Commission, the Jefferson County Commission, and the Trenton City Commission, and the Homestead City Council have passed resolutions condemning Amendment 4, and more commissions are on the way. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Board of County Commissioners of Dixie County, Florida, strongly condemn this misleading and extreme pro-abortion amendment and encourage all Florida voters to vote no on Amendment 4, adopted this third day of October 2024 by the Board of County Commissioners of Dixie County. Signature, Mr. Jamie Story, the chairman, and attested by Ms. Barbie Hickenbottom, clerk. Now, gentlemen, this wording and everything else did not, I did not draft this, obviously. This come down from a state representative that approached one of the commissioners and asked for us to look at it. So,
I've got several hands up out here. Who wants to start?
You want the Barbara or you want me to?
I would like
state your name.
Barbara Cummings. I would like for the county to not get involved in something this political. It's going to be on the ballot and the voters will decide.
Yes. Susan Passy, I entirely agree with Barbara.
Ray Hartman, I entirely agree. Let me add this.
Nobody has the right to tell a man what they can and can't do with their body.
The men do not have the right to tell us what we're going to do with our bodies. It's up to us, our God, and our doctor.
So I would suggest that we stay out of this.
Jeff Hartson, I don't live in this county. I'm a Floridian. I'm a journalist. What your attorney just read, There's some things in there that are just flat out
lies,
not true. And so if you move forward, have a motion, second, let's approve this. You're doing it on something that's not right. It's your choice.
Our turn.
Go ahead.
I'm gonna raise my hand.
Go ahead.
I know how the hell I'm going to vote personally on this.
Me too.
And I do agree with what they're saying out there. This is a ballot thing. I know how I'm going to vote on it.
And gentlemen, like I say, that is strictly, I'm not asking y'all to make a motion. I wanted y'all to not come back and say, Chana did not present it to us and give us the information. And this is exactly what did come from us. I vetted part of it. I do know that some of these other commissions have, in fact, passed a resolution. Now, whether it says exactly this, I cannot tell you. I've been a little busy, too. But I did bet that it has, and some counties are taking a stance. I'm not recommending we do or anything else.
Personally, I want to take a stance on it. Professionally, that was sent to me by somebody, I don't remember who, I sent it to Chana to get it in front of us, and my heart tells me immediately make a motion on it, immediately. But whenever, as I think about it, y'all, it's up to everybody in this room to vote your heart on this. Will I support it? No. I'm going to go ahead and tell you, I tell nobody how I'm going to vote, but I'm not voting for that crap. But there again, I think it's on the ballot where it should be, and let everybody make their own mind up, because it don't matter if this board supports it, if it don't support it. It's still on the ballot. It still has a vote, but I can't support it personally, and that's my only one vote that I'm going to choose on it.
That amendment, or that resolution, is not completely true.
Well, there again,
it contains things that aren't in the law to inflame people's understanding of it. So when an individual has a point of view which is anti-choice, then that resolution they're not being honest. And if you're not going to be honest with us, then the resolution needs to go where it needs to be, in the round file. I'm done.
You got the other commissioners, you got more y'all's opinion?
I'm leaving it alone.
Yeah, I'm leaving it alone. And they're like it's...
And like I say, gentlemen, y'all have been providing the information, and I'm fine with your decision to leave it where it's at. Y'all are aware that is circulating around, and it did come to our county and ask for support. So that's my purpose here today. We did have another issue. This had actually come to me before the hurricane, not before the hurricane. Actually, I think if y'all recall, Mr. Leon, I actually talked about it at our last meeting. This is the seawall down by the Horseshoe Park, the Horseshoe Boat Ramp, that is encroaching on this gentleman's property. He did reach out to me, talk with me about this. He is very much, he has communicated with me since the storm, and I'll update you on that too. But I spoke with him. He was very much okay with the county getting a survey to get a good legal on that and getting that. It's about 3 to 6 foot, give or take. He says that it's encroached and it's just one little point there. And getting that when he would beat it back over to the county and give us that. But in the meantime, he is asking that we do a hold harmless so that if he has a boater get out and sprain their foot or fall off the seawall, that he's not liable for it. Now, that, like I say, this was pre-storm. He did reach out to me after the storm, sent me some pictures of his home before and after. Heartbreaking, as all of y'all know. Beautiful home. Very, very nice home in Horseshoe. There's about, and I'm bad guess on, you know, proportion size, but just about a third of it is still in the air. And whether or not it would be salvageable, I'm not certain. I doubt it would be. But, you know, I anticipate he's going to be one of our people who ends up having to rebuild or whatever on that aspect. But I didn't want to – I feel certain he's still good with what we talked about pre-storm on the footage there where the seawall is. And I would like to go ahead and get the board's permission to get a surveyor whenever we can get one. I know that's probably going to be
a while.
But go ahead and at least, you know, get our name on the books for somebody to go out and give us a survey of that little portion there where the seawall comes over. And in the meantime, I will draft a hold harmless so that if somebody does fall off the seawall, that it's not on him. So if you would, please, gentlemen.
We got a motion, Mr. Osteen.
Second.
Comments? Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
And who was the second on that one?
Mr. Woods.
Okay. Thank you, gentlemen.
And all in agreement.
Okay. Now, I appreciate that very much. And I know he will, like I say, he's dealing with quite a bit based on what I've seen of his home. So my heart breaks for him and all the other citizens that's actually dealing with this situation. If y'all have any other questions for me on the disaster housing, is basically what I'm calling it. I see you, Ms. Sheila, what you got there?
I just want to let you know I just forwarded last week from the Department of Health, and being a licensed nurse, I received information, and it is from the State of Florida Department of Health, and it's the notice to healthcare providers regarding the misinformation about the abortions in Florida. So I just forwarded the email to you that I received. I don't have everyone's. You feel free to...
Yes.
To share it, because there are exceptions already set in the law that provides for situations with life and death. So.
Right. Yes, and I appreciate that very much. Like I say, this come to us, and we've had a hurricane, and I'm like, I'll put it out there for y'all to look at, and we could always tell me to dig deeper or whatever, but I think the board's pleasure was let the citizens decide, and I think that was a wise decision. Gentlemen, as I was saying, I don't have a lot more information on the disaster housing than what Chief Garner shared with y'all. The initial application they have sent to us, just so that y'all can tell people if you're asked, appears to be very simple. It's 2 pages, or actually it's 2.5 pages. Name, house, how many people lived in your house. Very simple information. It's asked for. It's not, I should say it this way, but it's not a typical government form where they want 10 tons of paperwork to go along with it. It just appears to be very simple. I believe Steen Hatchie may be already working on doing the same thing. And have actually been getting citizens to fill this form out. We've not got to that point quite yet. The state has not sent us the go-ahead on that. But other than that, I think Chief Garner done a good job of explaining what has been provided to us. If y'all do have any questions, I'll do my best to answer them.
Mr. Richard, we was going to put him down in the library. We was going to do a little thing.
We have not got that done yet. We will work on that. I do have the information with that. I believe I've seen something from the volunteer that's handling Gina. I think he's been doing a little bit of that down in the Gina community building, or I think it's actually on the Taylor County side that he's doing it. But I think he's been assisting there a little bit too during this storm. But I've got to get back with him and get with Miss Cindy and get that drafted up. But we will put that on the to-do list. It's on the to-do list, but we will make sure that we get it moved up a little bit. We did get the code enforcement stuff completed. With everything else going on, I would ask the court, or I would ask the board to have a little patience. I know Mr. Leon wants to read it, him and Mr. Steve, before it goes out. They do have it, but they're a little busy. So I would prefer to delay. I know I told you we would get it advertised. It is prepared. It is ready to go once Leon and Emma's had a chance to read it and make sure that they don't see anything that I missed. I feel pretty certain it's spot on, but I would like to give them the opportunity.
Is that it?
And that's all I have, gentlemen.
Thank you, Ms. Chang.
Come on.
Yeah, I've got a few things. Back to the storm stuff. I had Ms. Scott Butch come to me yesterday, and she had a ship loan for a roof replacement, and so there's a 5-year lien on her property. Well, her home was damaged, and she was going to have it demoed. So she was worried about that lien. So,
stay with it.
I'll make the motion to get rid of it.
Well,
there's a little bit more to it.
Yeah, there's a little bit more to it. She hit 4 years in April, so she's not quite at that 5 years, but I reached out to Sheila Barrington, me and Miss Martha.
Stephanie.
And, she's going to reach out to Miss Dot directly to resolve it, so
she'll take care of it.
I'm just thinking that there's probably more than just Miss Dot out there, so
yes,
there's probably going to be more phone calls about it.
Yep.
So I just wanted y'all to be aware of that. On another note, we had a county employee that did not turn in a timesheet. He decided to turn it in last night, so he is not going to get a paycheck this week. But he knows that. He says he's good with it. But I just wanted y'all to be aware why he didn't get a paycheck. And then Miss Jackie's asked me to ask y'all to be very
conservative. Yeah.
We had to take a loan from Impact Fee to pay the bills this month. There'll be money coming in, but it's not here yet. And so I just want y'all to know where we're at.
Be careful.
There. Yes, sir. And then, one last thing. At the last meeting, y'all voted about this accrued sick leave. No money was mentioned on that, so we didn't know at the time. But we've got two, I guess, that are going to take advantage of that this year, and it was not budgeted. So there's $109,000 that was not budgeted that's going to have to be paid out. I don't know if that's something that can be re-looked at, revisited. It was mentioned to me that they thought that it could be done in payments. It cannot.
It cannot.
If they're not on payroll, it cannot be done in payments. So I just want y'all to be aware of that $109,000 that was not budgeted for. And other than that, I just I'm here to help in any of the cities. Of course, my heart goes out to all of them. It's been devastating. My heart's breaking for everybody. And whatever I can do to help, I will.
Thank you, Bobby. I know you will. You're a blessing to this town.
I'm going to ask a question. I'm going to ask a question on them two. I know one is, he's still working. He's working on getting his, taking off time and getting paid and doing
this was minor.
Doing away with his. Can we let them take time off to start using that, but yet they get a full paycheck and burn that up, use all their time up?
If they will, though, you can't force them.
Yeah.
If they would do that, yes, they can. Would just use their sick leave
of them. With it, with what y'all voted on, it adds that additional.
Maybe we just need to tell them to stay. We'll get it worked out.
The top figure is what it would have been.
Second figure is what changed, and then the total is at the bottom.
A lot of this stuff, I ain't gonna say.
And Barbie, I remember they was three of them, correct?
It's our fault.
No, just three.
Is all three of them planning on retiring this year?
The two big ones.
Two the big ones.
So when we voted to allow them to continue, one of them's going to continue to accrue.
Yes.
So we could be facing the same problem going forward.
The, you start taking the time. It's
we're going to have to burn their leaves.
Yeah.
We're policy and procedure.
Yep.
At the end of the day, that's what it boils down to, because we don't review them every year. We're fixing that. Ma'am?
She has the policy.
Yeah, I just printed that. That was how it was worded.
It was, we'll deal with this later, because I know what the problem is.
All right. Anything else?
I haven't. Brenda, did you have anything?
You guys do have a copy of the new budget book.
Okay. Thank you. Commissioner Idles, Mr. Woods?
Well, we lived through another hurricane. Pretty much everybody's powered up, it seems like. Roads are cleared, the dumps are good. Everything's good to go. I'm very happy. The community come out and helped clear the roads and done a really good job. And just
we're sitting pretty good there. I have no complaints at all. So continue to pray for our county. That's it.
Mr. Hatch?
Daniel said that we are not as far along on the coastline as we are inland, because I have coastline and I have inland also. My inland stuff don't look too bad at all. A lot of private citizen that gets out there with chainsaws and tractors and grapples, and it's just amazing. I started about 2 o'clock that morning, and I've met people on 55A, 349 around the Hinton Landing Loop there. It's just amazing to see the amount of people that's out and about, citizens, and it's humbling to see that. And then you got our folks out there doing the same thing. You got people from other counties, other states that pulls in here. I've talked to them from Texas to Nebraska to Old Town Hammock. I mean, literally that's how far we've spread out. And it's amazing to see the hearts that people have. I mean, it's some of these people, you go to them, and I'm a pretty tough fella. I ain't gonna lie about it. You see me cry, Mark's hurt.
Yeah.
And sometimes you just have to cry with them. I mean, you just hold them and cry with them, and that's not like me. It turns, I guess I'm getting older and soft. I don't know, but these people have, when all else fails, no matter what's thrown at you in life, you go home, and that's your comfort zone. That's your safe place. People can't go home no more. It's that some people cannot go home. And some of y'all sitting in this room knows that feeling. I'm looking at one on the back row back there it's heartbreaking. Then I'm looking at our neighbor that's sitting there, and he's just opened up his heart and say, y'all use this facility every time he does it. There's both sides of the coin right here. This is like death. It does not discriminate. So please keep everyone in your prayers. Please keep your heart solid. Sometimes people need to cuss you. Believe me, we let them cuss us. Then they apologize to you. It's just a vent. Realize that. Don't take none of this personal, because it's very personal. And I know that sounds contradicting, but if you think about that for a second, it is very personal to everyone sitting in this room, everyone sitting in this county. We'll be inundated this weekend with people coming into this county that is wanting to help. Some's wanting to just, they need 5 minutes, they need 10 minutes, they need some time. Everything they ever worked for was right there in a pile. And it's sad. And then we look at the news. This mess went all the way, I don't know how far.
North Carolina, Tennessee is devastating.
So for a little old problem we have here, it's scattered for hundreds and hundreds of miles. So I just thank everybody for their heart. I thank everybody for their help. So we're here to help. We might not get it right the first time, but we'll swing at it again. We'll get it right. But thank y'all for everything, and we'll keep moving along. That's all I got.
David.
I want to thank everybody for helping these citizens. It's been devastating. It has been horrible. People coming in helping everyone. Family and friends, a lot of families down there, a lot of their houses are destroyed. The Davises and Corbin's down there, it's horrible. That team that y'all sent down there to the Gina fire station down there, they cleaned that up. They fixed things. We bought stuff and they went over there and we brought it back and they fixed it. They've helped us unload trucks. They've helped us send this and that. They've loaded our trailers where we could ship stuff around to help people. It's just horrible. I don't even want to stop because I don't want to start crying because it's just devastating. I've had my family members come from Levy County and other counties come help these people. My son's been all over both three counties helping people. I'm trying to get him to go to bed, but he won't. He just keeps on going. And there's a lot of people coming to this county like this, and I appreciate everything they've done. And all I'm going to do is just keep going, keep helping these people. I ain't worried about me. Mine will come. But there's a lot of people there that can't rebuild. They don't have nothing. They live month to month, and I'm trying to do all I can do to help these folks. And I appreciate all of our everybody that's coming and helping these people. It's horrible. I don't know what to say. It's just devastating.
We just thought I'd tell you it was bad.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I've had people call me and they worry about people coming in their province up right down the road from me. I spent night in my truck just watching them just so they can get some sleep. I mean, it's been that bad.
I met
the whole block down there, that old Gina is basically history. But I really do want us to do something for those Clay County boys that were down there, because they really helped those citizens, and they helped that church. And if it weren't for them helping us unload, we'd still be unloading them. But they left today, and if we can get them back for anything, I want them to come back that group right there, because they have been a blessing.
Sir, they sent, Clay County sent people during a Dowie dispute. That was the main portion of our strike.
Well, I met a couple of them there, and they remembered me from that time, and I really appreciate them. I didn't want them to leave. I mean, was you up there when they had me on the speaker, begging them to keep them? They're an asset to our community. And anytime they want to come back, they're welcome. I'd like to do something for them, a plaque or something for helping us, for everybody that came. But from down there, it's just been overwhelming, blessed by them and everybody that's come here.
Putnam County.
Yes, yes.
It is
for them
too.
Yeah.
I agree. I think we should do something for them. You know, I'd like to go publicly thank all of those departments. We had Task Force 1, 2, and 5 from South Florida, which is mostly Miami-Dade department. Hundreds of them.
Yeah.
They cut their way in. They left Ocala during the storm, drove in, and they had to cut their way into our county. And they reported immediately.
Yes.
As far as that call that Mr. Jamie was talking about,
yep.
That was one of the hardest decisions we ever had to do.
Yes.
Or almost in tears with that. And I run the medical side of the cruise. And me and Chief Brown went at it about going or not going, because that's one of the hardest things we ever have to make. But it's something that we have to be conscious of. During the Dahlia, Chief Bass was almost killed by falling trees when he was trying to get one of our radio towers back up. During Debbie, me and Chief Brown almost got killed by the roof of the boat place in town. It flew and almost came through his windshield of his new truck. So we have to be conscious of that. And with this storm, before we pulled the trigger, Chief Brown said, I'm going to let you make the call with our truck. And I told him, I said, I want to drive it before I send any of our trucks out of here. So I drove from the UFC over the bridge just to make sure that our trucks could get out of the county. And I had to come back and tell them all, left lane only, over and over, because the right lane of 19,
yes,
all the way to the bridge was nothing but trees. But that's just one of those rush calls, and it still breaks our heart. That's why Chief Mass is silent right now, because that's one of those things. You know, if we send our crews out, you know, and get one of them killed in the process, you know, then that's something that's something we have to live with, so that's rough. But those departments, St. Augustine Fire Rescue, Flagler County Fire Rescue, Putnam, Clay County, Flagler Beach Fire Rescue, and St. Augustine Fire Rescue both sent their fire chief. So they left their whole department to come here to help us, which is huge, huge sacrifice. They left their citizens and their department to come to help us. So that speaks volumes. They sent me videos. They were like mucking out churches and helping people demo houses. And I mean, they went above and beyond. So I definitely agree with you that I'd like to do something for them. We gave them all a t-shirt and they were all thrilled with that. I told them, I said, that's the least I can do. A t-shirt.
I loaded them down with a lot of stuff in there too. They were smiling.
Yeah.
But that team you're talking about at Miami-Dade, when they went in down there, I went with them. They are a very special group. They are very caring, and they helped big time.
Yes, sir.
There was a couple of them in the diner so that y'all were offering to take them to Charlie's Bar, give them some of the season.
Yeah. Yeah.
I loaded them down, I'm telling you.
I'm not on the board, but I would like to say that I've watched our emergency response teams. I've watched our commissioners. And from my perspective, there's not a one of y'all that hasn't went above and beyond. Y'all been out there. You've had to handle things that none of us want to handle. You're still going to have to handle some more, I'm sure. But I think, you know, as far as the county,
I'm very blessed.
You know, and I've been born and raised in Dixie County, and I'm proud to say I'm a Dixie County girl, because
I've not run into a situation where somebody said, that ain't my problem. Deal with it.
No.
You know, everybody says, what can I do to help? And no matter where I've been, the EOC, you know, wherever, it's been plenty of people out there lending hands and putting boots on the ground, pulling together. That's a wonderful feeling to be part of a community like that.
I agree.
I can't say nothing any better than what Mr. Mark has already said or Mr. David. And I want y'all to keep our EMS and Mr. Roy, because they see stuff that none of us sees. The other night that y'all won't break down, but I probably will.
The little old man that called me, he works at my yard. He says, Jamie, my neighbor, and I know who he was talking about, says a tree fell on his camper, and I can't get to him. And I went outside, I says, Larry, I can't, he says, I know. He says, I done called. I says, we can't get to you right now, it's too bad. Trees is falling everywhere. He says, just come when you can. He says, I'll see you in the morning. I said, no, just as soon as the wind dies, I says, I'll be to you. About 1 o'clock, I said, wind's died down, I'm coming to you. He says, they ain't coming to me. I'll just see you in the morning. I said, no, someone will come to you if the wind's died down. So I called Mr. Brown, and he says, Mr. Jim, we done got the call, and I made sure he knew where it was at. And I says, we're coming. We may have to cut to you. So I weaved and met and about got stuck going down the ditch. But we got around there. I didn't go up in the yard. Once they got there, I left. I know that wasn't going to be good anyway. You know, I know the situation. Probably even if we were standing there watching it happen, I don't think we could have really saved the person. You know, that's just, but still, it breaks your heart to see stuff like that. And I didn't see it, but I've been in that man's yard. I know I can picture it. So without physically seeing it, I know I can imagine what they walked up on. So I want y'all to keep Mr. Bass and all of our medical people that see stuff like that, that we have no clue. And there is a lot of, there's people that's lost everything. I went with Mr. Hutch. He rode me down there, Swanee. It's unbelievable. He keeps Swanee in our prayers. Horseshoe in our prayers. Gene in our prayers. And I want you to keep this man here to my left in your prayers, too. And I wrote down there, and his house is gone. One of the neighbors, I went up there. What do you tell people? All I could do is hug this lady. I sat underneath her carport on two chairs. She was in very good spirits. Me and her prayed together, talked about it and everything. She walked me through what... 2 weeks before this storm got here, they just got their new roof put on their house from the last storm. Well, the roof is still there looking good, but hell, the rest of her house is gone, washed away. You know, your hearts do go out to people like that, but she was in good spirits, and she made me feel a little bit better about it and everything. And so she said, me and my... When time we're going to take our new tin roof off there and we're going to save it, and I don't know what else, but this man right here, he goes and goes and goes and goes and goes. All of us go and go and go. I was blessed. I had nothing fell on my house. Something got on my wife's car, but it didn't mess it up completely. I'm blessed. This man is blessed. I don't think nothing fell on his house. His house. I know Mr. Stevenson had a secondary home blowed away. I hate that, but his main house, he still got a place. A lot of these people's, just like Mr. Hatch says, that's it. That retired people. Gone. Ain't got nothing else. So just keep all of them in prayer. Keep our county in prayer. And as our Logan says, we're stronger together. So if you see some of these people, you don't know what to say, just grab a hold of them and hug them. Tell them you're here for them. And if you can, just help them, whatever. And that's all we can do. That's all we can do. But remember, we're stronger together. All right, now it's y'all's turn. We got Miss Mary Goodrich.
And yes, I was blessed. My home is fine. Most of the stuff in my yard might not be, but I just need some information. Like, people ask me where's FEMA at, and I'm telling them to go to the school, and then I'm getting calls back saying, hey, they're not at the school, and so I'm sending them up to Cross City. So I don't know where to send them.
The FEMA is coming back to Old Town.
Okay.
But not, it'll probably be another week or so.
In the meantime, you wait a week?
Yeah, there or...
They're in doing boots on the ground right now, assessments. And I think, Matt, y'all can probably answer this better than me, but I'll do my best at it. We go state EOC, and it's kind of a handoff to them. And we're in a handoff stage as far as a Old Town setting. I'm going to say another week at least. But they're boots on the ground. They're doing assessments throughout the county. But as far as actually sitting down and doing, Miss Mary's got that, blah, 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 blah. I'm going to say another week. And I may be wrong, but we're still in the handoff.
Yeah, and they are going to be back at the school. But right now, the problem is they got the wash stations, bathrooms down there.
And they're working.
There's not enough parking space for all of that, the FEMA and them to be in that parking lot. So just as soon as the wash stations get gone, then the FEMA's going to come in right there.
Okay, so like that has to be.
We keep
sending them to the library.
There, that's, yes.
Okay.
And Jeremy, didn't they also they had people in Swanee and Horseshoe that were close enough for them to go there?
Yes, there's FEMA.
Gina.
Yes, there's people in Swanee, Horseshoe, and Gina.
Okay, and then they're asking about, are there going to be food trucks out there?
Well,
hot meals, like last
time. There's more than likely going to be some in Old Town, because they always come.
Uh-huh.
I do know there was a place set up at the Little League Field, I think it's gone now, that had plenty of ice, they was giving away food, tarps, everything.
Why are they doing it at the fire station?
Because I went by there, because I don't get on Facebook, but I got a whole lot of people that tells me what goes on Facebook. So I went by there and looked at it, and I said, well, if people pay attention, you could have went to the Little League Field, got plenty of ice, plenty of food, plenty of tarps. I went down there to Wind of Spirits in Old Town, same thing. Go to First District, same thing. So we had three places in Old Town. Everything wasn't just on the coast. Even the coast got blowed away. Everything got blowed away on the coast. But Old Town, in the hammock, First District, they was places for everybody to go.
The city's setting some stuff up.
You guys, they got a spot set up at Freedom Meadows?
Yes, Freedom Meadows is giving away stuff. Yes.
Let me say something about Freedom Meadows. Yes. I went there yesterday to pick up some ice. MREs and some water for a few people. Two people to be exact. And I know by going to these places, they usually give you two water, two MREs, and ice if they have it, whatever.
Yep.
So when I pulled up, I took two waters, two MREs, and that was it. The lady there in a van, loading that van up. And she turned around and says to me, you better load your truck up. There's another storm coming.
Do you need some more to pass out the folks? I got a pickup load of it.
No, I don't need some more, because if they need them, I'll go get them.
Yeah.
Okay, my point is maybe they might want to try to put somebody out there.
Yeah, totally a little better.
That's they're doing that as a private Amanda, I talked to her the other day. She called me. That's a private setup. That's just a business trying to help people in the community.
Yep.
We have zero control out there. I think they was on seminar number 7 or 8, and we talked 2 or 3 days ago. So, so they're probably 12 deep right now, semi-loads of stuff. That private business that's gave to our community.
Miss Mary,
yep.
I know you were blessed, well off, but next time you go there, get you a few extra stuff.
because I'm going to say this. From last year's supplies, I've seen a lot of supplies that didn't get used. Okay?
Yeah.
You use it. It's there. Get it.
I'm
not, well, I'm just saying,
because
I'd rather you get it and use it than to see it sitting there in the sunlight and
going down,
eventually going in the dump.
Yeah. So now,
so
I just want to give you a heads up about flood. Better start watching for it.
Yep.
Because you know that what we dug in my yard?
Yep.
After the hurricane.
Water's coming up.
It was less than half full.
Yep.
It is now... maybe 6 inches from
over. Yep. My pond at my house the same way.
Yep. We're sitting at 95.
Here you go.
Is that it? Okay. Is that it, Miss Mary?
That's it.
Okay. We
hold on.
Hold on.
Hold on.
Anybody else?
I just want to let you know I found a really good electrician that's new to the county, so if anybody needs one, Ronald Mendoza. I called him on Sunday, working on Sunday, and the parts on Saturday. Very honest, did exactly what he said he was going to do, charged exactly what he said he was going to charge. If anybody wants that information, please let me know. I want to thank him. We're good, but I can't do that.
Anyone else? Need a motion to adjourn. Got a motion, Mr. Osteen, second, Mr. Hatch, all in favor.